Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my co-host, my business partner, my mother. Hello, Anne. How are you?
I could not be better.
We are so excited to be back here on the podcast, and we are recording for the very first time in our new Emily O & Bose studio.
It's unreal. I can't believe it's happening.
I can't believe it's here. And I love our new setup. We're just audio for right now, but soon video and audio once this part of the studio is done. Mm-hmm. We are sitting at this lovely little table. I didn't even have to pull out the microphones from our scout bag, if you guys remember that. And it was so much more enjoyable and easy.
Once this gets wallpapered and we have to order, we have a little sign that says Bose & Company.
Yes.
To frame our heads.
Because if you guys have been following along, obviously we have the one wall that's light pink that I'm staring at right now with our big Emily on Bose sign. But then once everything kind of got into the space, we realized like we needed to warm this corner up.
Yes.
So we found a wallpaper and hopefully it's going to get up soon because it is vital to the show.
Dave does the wall covering and he initially said he is booked until after the holidays.
Yeah, let's hope that Dave shows up before the holidays because I just really would love this part to be done. So needless to say, we're thrilled with this new setup here in the studio and we have been packaging away. It is our launch day. Happy launch day.
Happy launch day.
And we have released our brand new Emily O & Bose collection, our Bose collection. And I feel like with so many things that we've been working on the past few months, this has been a long time coming because we started this back in July. We have a whole episode about the Atlanta market and gathering and sourcing and finally having all the products together. So, you know, just a random Tuesday, we decided to release it. But I've been posting about it and sharing it a bunch on my social media. So we are so happy and thrilled with the feedback. And we've had so many orders.
A lot of orders. We actually are taking a break. The podcast is a break from the orders.
The podcast was a break from the orders because we wanted to sit down and kind of talk about the collection with you all and break down some of the products.
Everything that I'm packaging, I love.
Yes.
And I want to reach out and talk to the people who have placed these orders because I love the combos of stuff.
I know. And people are clearly in a buying mood. I mean, this is like the best time to buy because we still have a little bit before the holidays. So there's not that quite panic. But, you know, fall's just a fun time to shop. It's a fun time to buy. And these pieces would make for wonderful gifts coming up. But also if you just want something new for yourself, like take advantage of it. Our Bose pajama sets have been flying off the shelf. Same with our Bose robes that match the pajamas.
They're so sweet.
So sweet. And who doesn't love a fresh pair of jammies? And they're so cozy. What is one of your favorite products?
The needlepoint kit.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
And I love it because of the process that we went through. And I really like the vendor where we get them. I think they're from Portugal or something.
They are.
And I love that it's a one-of-a-kind, original piece of artwork. It's a little champagne bottle with a bow on it, which we've used before in different collections. But just the process, I thoroughly enjoyed because when you have a graphic design like that, there are so many layers of colors. So I had to work with Abby, our graphic designer, to tone it down so that we only had, you know, you couldn't do a needlepoint kit with 1,000 colors.
Right. Could you imagine if we sent that to you? Okay, right. So here's your 423 threads that you're going to need to do this. Thank you.
And I just love it because I picked out the pink that's in it and it's simple. It's just the right amount for a project. I just love it. I love the packaging and it's the perfect time of year. Anytime's a good time of year to needlepoint. But if you have enjoyed the other ones, you will really like this one. It's a little bit bigger because it's a rectangle as opposed to the little 4x4 square. But it's really cute.
It's also so festive. If you have purchased our previous two needlepoint kits, then this one will fit perfectly with your collection. But if you're a new customer, it's such a fun one to start because, like you said, it's the champagne bottle. It's perfect for the holidays to give to somebody that for the new year. I mean, I feel like it's just a really strong product.
It is. And I'm beside myself over the linens.
Oh my gosh, the linens are here, and that was quite the journey. And, you know, we went into the Atlanta market with the intention of finding a linen, and the linen industry is robust. It is quite a complicated clang of people. We had no idea. We learned a lot, and we just love our linen person so much. And, you know, we have our signature bow little cocktail napkins that obviously have our logo on it. But then if you want something just super classic, that's going to go for any season. We have the black and white placemats, napkins, and then also a cocktail napkin. So we are selling the set of two cocktail napkins. So we have our signature bow cocktail napkins, and then we have our black and white scalloped cocktail napkins. You obviously need both because they're different. You know, they're sisters, not twins. They serve different purposes. So those are being sold as a set of two. What a charming gift to give for a housewarming party.
Right. And we were going to do four, but then we thought two is nice. I mean, if you live in an apartment or, I don't know, you have an option.
You live alone. You can always get more.
You can always buy more sets.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So those are being sold as a set of two. And then our dinner napkins, which are larger and fold, are sold in a set of four.
As are the placemats.
Yes. So really, you can just get, you know, four cocktail napkins, four dinner napkins, four placemats. There you go. You have a set. Throw in a couple bow cocktail napkins just because you need it.
Right.
You need it. And there you go. You have your table set and ready to roll. This would be a great thing to purchase if you're hosting Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving.
Oh, good perfect, idea.
Perfect. As I close my cardigan, just imagine me kind of snuggled up in the cardigan, closing it up. Be a wonderful thing to have for any upcoming fall tablescape. You know, we're always sharing your beautiful tablescapes and on Instagram and TikTok. And I'm always receiving questions kind of where you gather inspiration. So in the coming weeks and months, our inspiration will be gathered by our original linens. And that's kind of where we got the idea from. We wanted to have something when people come to ask us, oh, where did you find this? Where did you find inspiration to have, to share? You know, this is the linen that we would recommend because we made it. Thank you.
Yes. And as we're sitting here, I'm thinking we need to do a tablescape. And wouldn't that be pretty? The black placemats maybe layered on top of a white tablecloth, and then we would do brown. Like, yes. I could get out the turkeys, I could get out some pumpkins, and I think it would be pretty. And then it would also roll right into the holidays, and the black and white would look gorgeous with gold, red, green, pink,
all for Christmas. And then you could use them again for New Year's if you're hosting a little New Year's Eve.
Them year round.
No, you literally can. I'm just trying to give them a forecast for the next couple months.
But you're
months.
Right. New Year's would be gorgeous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And even like for my birthday, you know, that would be the perfect time to use. Like a birthday party would be such an easy thing. You have your black and white pieces and then you could fill in with any color.
Right.
They're really timeless. I can't stress how timeless they are.
Well, and that's what we tried to do. And then the serving pieces that we have, we did the napkin holders and the ice bucket. They're white with a bit of a ruffle.
A bit of a ruffle from Anne. Yes.
And it's a luxury melamine.
Luxury melamine.
It looks almost ceramic, but it's hardy and you can take it indoors. You can take it outdoors. And that is so pretty. You could use those for different things on your table.
And the linens and the serving pieces are meant to all be used together. They're supposed to work in tandem for your entertaining needs.
Right, because there were so many requests and questions about entertaining things. We have the paper napkins with the champagne. We have the pink tray. I am immersed in it right now in the studio. I'm looking at the products. I can't get enough of them.
Everything is really... And nothing competes with each other either. That's what I love. I feel like each product serves its own purpose. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were trying to come up with items for every age group. You know, if you relate more to me in your early 20s, you're living alone, you have friends, you want to entertain, you want to give gifts that are still super nice. the products are perfect for you. But then also, if you are closer to Anne's age, you also love to entertain and you have friends over and family over, you know, those products also. So they lean for everyone. We wanted them to just be timeless and classic. And I hope that you feel that we accomplished that.
And even, I mean, at my age, you'd like a refresh.
Yes.
And these are great for a refresh.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I also love some of our, I'm going to say, more flirty fun pieces. Oh. Like the bow makeup headband. She's so much fun.
She's adorable.
I, every day, as you know, because when I'm around here and I'm getting ready, I always use like a makeup headband. So when we saw the bow like makeup getting ready headbands, I absolutely knew we needed them because mm-hmm. you're going to use that a lot more than you think. And we also have just the cutest little spa wrap that's piped in black with a bow. Mm-hmm. And that is something also that's so fabulous. After you get out of the shower, you need to do your hair, you need to do your makeup.
Velcro, it closes. So you blow drying your hair, you're putting your makeup on, the towel's not falling off.
Exactly.
It's in between a robe and a towel wrapped around you.
Yes. It's luxury. Grand.
It's beautiful.
Grand. Yes, it is. Beautiful.
And the candle, we can talk about other stuff, but we are just both so excited and we're sitting amongst all of the packages right now. Let's talk about, well, first of all, the candle and the diffuser are spectacular.
They honestly one of our best products.
They are. And that was they're beautiful. They smell great.
Yes.
And they look beautiful. The packaging is so sophisticated and
very
classic.
Sophisticated, very elevated.
Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of us for that.
Me too.
But the jewelry, and people are really responding well to the jewelry.
I love the jewelry, especially for the upcoming holidays. I know I keep referring to that. That's such an easy thing to give somebody who you might not know what to get. You know, it's non-committal. You could wear it for for the holidays and beyond, and especially if you know someone loves accessories.
Right.
So also a wonderful thing to give to a daughter, you know, the set, the bow, wreath, earrings, and matching necklace are so sweet.
So sweet. And we have that little travel jewelry case.
Yes.
I love the statement earrings. We have two kinds because we couldn't decide which one we liked better.
They are felt bow statement earrings. And that would be such an easy thing to wear throughout, you know, October, November, December, and beyond the holiday season. That's such a, you can wear all black and then have a little sparkle. I feel like on blondes, they would really pop.
Yes.
Those were a great find. So again, we have different sizes for earrings. If you're someone who likes something a little daintier, then we have those options for you. And then if you want something fun and party-esque.
We did go bananas with the jewelry. And there's a little silver bow, the sparkly bow, which I also like that because it is not holiday specific. You could wear that all year round.
And that's a great everyday piece. You know, that's something that I would wear every single day with any outfit that I have, even just everyday looks.
Right.
I think the overall goal for this line and kind of why we went to market is we just felt like the past two collections did so well that the goal was that we really wanted to elevate the products. You know, we wanted to bring that type of sophistication and timelessness that we love in our home with different products to you guys as well. And I feel though, as though, Anne, we did do that.
I think we did. I'm looking right now at the throw.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
It's two-sided. So it's black with white bows and then white with black bows.
It's more of a cream.
Cream. It's more of a cream. You're right. And it's such nice, thick quality.
I love it. And then I think, and the pink tray, that's a must.
Yes, we talked about that. That's actually been in my apartment since I moved in. Mm-hmm. And I layered that. I actually have my big Serena and Lily lamp on top of it. And it's like just a really great layering piece on one of my rattan pieces. So
it's a nice size. It's not too big, not too small.
You can style it a million different ways, or you could just kind of have it out, you know, and live under a lamp or on your desk. You could put your jewelry on it. You know, you could use it to serve pieces.
I wanted to see how long you could keep like listing things.
Everybody knows how a tray works. And I kind of just kept going like, oh, wow, there's actually a lot more than you think.
I love that you're doing that. We have a vase of flowers on it right now. Could use it in your bathroom.
It is amazing how many uses
I love trays
you can have with our products.
Ooh, I love trays.
Because even like the napkin holder that we're looking at right now, you could use that obviously as a napkin holder for entertaining, but then you could use it as a little dish for candy or just to
nuts.
Have out. Nuts. Yeah.
Anything. You could put your jewelry in it.
You could put
it's
your jewelry on it.
It's a catch-all tray.
It is a catch-all tray. You could put that at a back door.
I wish I love we had a game. Pad of paper and we could like list and we could see how many different things we could use it for.
I know. Well, it's good to give people options.
Paper clips,
office supplies. That was a good one. Office Thank supplies. You. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any small bobble
Hair
that
ties?
You have. Yeah.
Hair ties. Okay, we'll stop.
Now it's getting weird.
It's getting weird. I can't think of other things. But the bottom line is we really picked everything out for all of you, especially our podcast listeners, because you're near and dear to us.
No, especially you guys. And we really did, I feel like, put our heart and soul, not to be dramatic, into this. We're shopping with you guys in mind and based off of what has done well in the past. Mm-hmm. Oh, something that I really advocated for that I'm so happy that we got is our Bow mm-hmm. glass tumblers. As somebody who loves to make a good coffee at home and really values the cup that I'm drinking yes. it in, because I do think it enhances and changes the experience, we have just the most fabulous Bow glass tumbler with a straw to make your iced coffee at home. If you're not a coffee drinker, you could put your water, you could put your matcha. Here I go listing it again.
Anything.
It's so cute.
It's really cute.
So cute. I'm just looking to see if there's anything else that we haven't talked about. Oh, our Bow hair claw. I mean, a classic piece that you probably guys saw coming a mile away.
Right.
Who doesn't love a good hair claw?
No, and I love, we had our photo shoot last week and our photographer did a great deal. I'm looking at the picture right now. She did a great job.
She did do a great job. That's just an easy thing to throw into your bag. If you're a work from home girl and you got to put your hair up, or you're in the office and you're like, oh, 1 second. I forgot that I was such a fun hire. Let me just pull out my Bow hair clip. You know, it's like those things that kind of we keep in mind when we're buying.
We're just helping you out. We need to, let's talk about our acrylics.
Love a good acrylic. Mm-hmm. We have so many new acrylic pieces for this collection. We have our Bow pitcher stir. I'm sorry, didn't even know that pitcher stirs were a thing.
And I think we talked about this after the Atlanta market. I was gasping.
I will say when it showed up, it exceeded my expectations as far as pitcher stirs go.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. And then to go along with it, you can get a set of four Bow stirs. So then you could put that into your drinks as well. Mm-hmm. I think we underestimate how much we need stirs. You're at a party. Oh, let me just grab a spoon. No, no, no. We're not heathens. Here's a stir.
You can really stir your... It's a Bow logo.
How do you guys go about selling your products? Well, we list a million different ways.
You could use it for iced coffee.
Oh, easily you could use it for iced coffee.
And then we also have an acrylic round little... You can use it as an ornament, or you could put it as a wine tag, like on a bottle of wine,
yes.
or attach it to a present. And it's also cute. It doubles. You can take it as a hostess gift, and then the person can put it on their tree.
Exactly. These products are multifaceted. They're not just one size fits all. Which I love. So we do have some really fabulous acrylic pieces, and all of them would make for, you know, you could get them in a set of three and that would make for a wonderful gift. Mm-hmm. And these are original products. So you're not just going to go out in the world and find them because they're one of a kind.
Our frosted cups, I'm looking as you're scrolling through your website, the frosted cups. And I think we told you this when we went to market, we were trying to find linens and things that last forever, as well as more disposable items.
Correct.
So the paper napkins, the frosted cups, they are reusable, but we kind of hit both sides of it. A little fancier, a little bit more casual.
Right. I think from both sides of the spectrum, like you said, and those frosted cups, we've done these before. They always do well. They come in a set of four.
Set of 10.
They come in a set of 10, which is great for if you are buying it just for yourself, but they're also packaged quite nicely if we don't mind me saying.
They're tied with a black and white gingham bow.
They would make for a great gift to give somebody. So you kind of don't even have to worry about that. It's just ready to go when it comes.
And that is something, you know, we always talk about, I always have gifts at the ready.
Yes.
And that's a good one. You could take that and some paper napkins and voila.
Having gifts at the ready, I think, is a conversation that's not brought up enough because it's important. It's not a problem until it becomes a problem.
You know, I've always had gifts at the ready.
You always have had gifts at the ready. I think that we've kind of taken that for granted. But I think as we get older, we find, you know, the other end, I'm going to a housewarming party. Now, obviously, I went and got her a gift. But, you know, let's say you want to just have pieces ready to go mm-hmm. in your house, especially as we head into the holiday season. I also think a lot of these pieces that we have in our collection and the price point would be great for teacher gifts.
Oh,
if you
excellent
need
idea.
To purchase some items for your kids' teachers and you kind of just want to do one fell swoop, you know, you could buy a couple set of candles because it's neutral enough where we're not getting too personal. We don't really know you that well, Tracy, but you're doing a great job with my child. Right. So I just kind of want to give a little
yes
gift to you.
Right.
So some of those items. I'm glad you're finding this entertaining.
I am.
And just really, really harping on those linens. I just think that they have so much life that they need to live at your house. And by you, I'm talking to you, the listener at home, driving in the car or walking on the treadmill. These linens are just going to change your life.
You like, where's this going?
I'm sorry. I love how seriously we're taking this.
First of all, I love the word linens.
Me too.
I love saying I have linens.
Embroidered linens are very, it's such a niche group, but it's a whole industry that we really had to tap into and kind of figure out what we wanted to do. And they lean very expensive. You know, when you receive
absolutely
a monogrammed linen of any type, really hold on to that person and say thank you, because that is a quality.
It is
a quality gift.
It is. And those embroidered bow logo cocktail napkins are a rectangle. So your drink goes on one side, but you can still see the bow.
Right.
And then we also did the square scallop ones, and the drink can sit right in the center and you've got surrounded by a scallop. I don't know. I mean, really think long and hard.
Surrounded by a scallop.
We should all be surrounded by scallops.
That's what I'm saying. Let's think about that. Let that resonate. And again, you know, the black and white pieces are meant to just be with you as we move out throughout the years. And then if you want to throw in that bow rectangular cocktail napkin, just to see a hint of us with you, that's right. Just like that fun. Oh, what's that? It's just a bow. Don't worry about it. Just, you know,
yeah.
It's supposed to be subtle. It's supposed to kind of just work amongst the other linens. And you can wash the linens, correct?
Yes. I think they would be more of like a hand wash situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think that we hit all of the products. It's a big line. It's a big collection.
Yes. And I'm interested to see what people think about some of the newer items, like the diffuser.
Mm-hmm.
They can last like 6 to 8 months, because if you keep rotating the reeds every week, you turn them upside down, it can last for a long time. So that's kind of the gift that keeps on giving.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
It's so true. You can even put it in your office, you know? I really want to tap where you can put it.
You can put it anywhere, ladies.
You can put it anywhere. But, you know, if you want to brighten up your little cubicle, you know, and just...
You know what? It would be lovely in the office. Assuming that everyone also enjoys the wonderful kitchen smell that we've chosen.
Your bedroom.
Yeah.
Your bathroom. You guys know where to put it.
Yeah.
Wherever. So all of this is available for purchase on my website, emilyonbows.com. If you follow me on other socials, I'll be continuing to share kind of just updates with everything. You know, inventory levels, as I said before, the pajamas are just being.
And if you are so kind as to buy something, share it, repost
please
it.
Please share. Yes.
We want to see it. Also, let's talk about the book.
Yes.
Because our podcast listeners have been following along with the book. Why don't you give us an update?
Okay.
We got a little bit behind because not us, but the process and the people who are publishing the book. I don't know what happened.
You turned everything in.
I did.
You did. So let's just throw that out there. And was on it.
Thank you. And I'm a little disappointed because the book was supposed to be available right now.
Yes.
It's not. But you know what? It's always good to have something to look forward to.
Totally.
We are having a book launch party in November, and we will have some of the books then,
yes,
which is great. And then the rest are scheduled to be here mid-December.
Yes.
But we will keep everyone posted. I can't guarantee at this point yet, like, that we would be able to ship them in time for Christmas, but you will be able to order them.
Right. And we are obviously disappointed on that. We're going to keep moving forward, though, because it's fine. It is what it is.
It's happening and it's getting done.
It's happening. It's getting done. And all delays were actually not because of us. So
no. And thank goodness they just didn't go ahead and print it, because we discovered that some of the pictures weren't like in the best format because of the publisher. So everything has worked out as it should. And it's coming.
But it's coming.
But again, this line kind of was inspired by the home and the book.
Right. And I think we maybe talked about this, but we wanted to get the line. I was like, there's no reason to delay the line because we had all the products. We wanted to just get the line out for you. And then in a month, fingers crossed, hopefully the book will be released. I don't want to sit here, though, and guarantee people that it could come before Christmas. But you know what? despite Maybe. Christmas, you always need a book.
You always need a book in January.
You need a book in January. Like, you need a book all year round. So that's it's going to be something that you'll have for a while. So I don't think that, I mean, obviously.
And there's nothing like Christmassy or holiday
about it. I mean, I get that they'd probably want to give it as gifts to people. Mm-hmm. But give it as a gift to yourself.
Yes, yes,
that's kind of the update. You know, it's been a very interesting process, something that is been new to us a bit and learned a lot. And unfortunately, there were delays that were out of our control.
Right.
So.
And the big issue is that the books will get put on a boat and shipped here. So once they're on the boat, you're not quite, you're kind of waiting.
Right, right.
So that's what, we'll know more soon.
Soon. But that is, there is a book coming. So those were our updates as far as business goes.
Just a little housekeeping.
Shop the shop the collection, and the book is TBD. It's coming soon. So exciting things. You know, we have we have things to share and things to buy, which is always a good place to be. Let's talk a little bit about the new house, because we have not heard from you, or me for that matter, but mostly you, since you have moved in to your new home. Please share, because I know everyone, that's like the main question I've been getting.
Well, I am extremely happy in the new home. We've been in it about a little over a week.
Correct.
We're still, you know, tweaking things, figuring out what lights work for what, and what is that sound, and I use the oven, and, you know, it's kind of fun trying everything new. I could not be happier. I cannot believe it's done.
I know.
It's surreal.
It almost. Is surreal that it's done.
And I think most people feel like that when you work on any kind of a big project. I have not felt let down or anything.
No. No, mm-mm. Not at all.
You know, after a big event, sometimes and we still have some workmen coming, some things, loose ends that have to be tied up. But I could not be happier.
It's so fun being here in this space. And oddly, I've said this to a few people, it feels as though we have been here for years. It really does feel, even though everything is new and, you know, fresh, it feels like us. And it feels like, well, one, the house has been here for years, which was the intention behind the way you built it. But two, just like very, very us, very our family.
Right. And it was nice because Elizabeth came home this weekend.
She did.
And we had Claire and Connor over. So we just jumped right in.
Yeah.
And it just felt, it's exactly what I've been thinking about and working on. And it just fit well with our family.
And I stayed over last week because Dad was out of town. I love my new bedroom. You guys, it's so cozy. It's pink and white. And it's just the cutest little thing ever. So it's like so quiet and so dark. And then I actually stayed over again last night because we were up super late working on the line. And then I was like, I'm just going to stay here and then get up and kind of keep working on it. So, but just like, I love that I have that option, you know,
oh,
we
work it's so
in the studio.
Nice.
We're excited for, you know, it's so fun when Laura comes over on Wednesdays, because the main thing that we keep kind of talking about is I feel like we were always like setting up and taking down and setting up and taking down.
Yes.
And I'm sure you guys at home can relate to this, because you don't want your space to be super cluttered. But now with the studio, since it is in the lower level in the basement, you can shut those doors and kind of keep up with the project. You know,
right.
Even sitting at this table with the podcasting equipment, we haven't been putting it in and out because we have the space. So I think that's a luxury that we didn't even know that we needed. And now it's definitely a time saver.
It's great. And all the products, we can see them. They're organized in our IKEA cabinets.
Just the new filming spots as well throughout the home that I love being. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll film over here now. So,
right.
And I would say that my favorite, obviously the studio goes without saying, is probably my favorite. Obviously, I love my bedroom, but spaces that I love that are more related to, I love your office. I'm so beyond obsessed with your office. Guys, it's like the best place to be. It's these little French doors and it's hot pink and white.
I just love it. I love my office. The curtains have big hot pink pom-poms on it. Hot pink isn't the right term even. It's like a fuchsia.
Yeah. It's a beautiful pink.
I just, it's gorgeous. I have a nice view. I have my cabinets. Everything's organized.
I love how you have two chairs on that table, because at first I was like, oh, you don't need two chairs, but you really do. Because last night, like, we were working on the website, getting all the stuff online for the launch, and we were sitting right across from each other.
But it was
nice because it was still at night and Dad was watching TV, so we wanted to be in the action. Like, we didn't want to be all the way down in the studio.
Right.
But then today we just want to be in the studio. Right. It's just like constantly different spaces for different needs.
And I've always done this. I have a, it's a big, basically a Parsons table.
Yes.
With two chairs on either side and a pretty lamp, because it could be, you could spread out on it. You can do whatever you want.
I also love your closet.
Ooh, I love my closet.
I love the color for it. It's like this, I keep calling it a Juliska blue. If you guys look up like the country estate Delft blue, maybe that's what it's called, Delft blue.
Yeah, that might be it.
It's like that color shade, and it's so rich and pretty, and I just love looking at it.
I've been wearing things that I forgot. I didn't forget that I had them, but I can see everything better.
That's what happened to me when I went into my apartment as well.
Yeah.
You just like, you're like, oh, I have this.
Right.
And it's easier to access now.
Mm-hmm. And I really don't have that many more things to organize. I definitely have shifted some things as I've been living in the house a little bit and repurposing and placing things in different areas. But I still, not that anyone asked, but I still
no one ever asked. We just talked.
Yeah. I still need to organize our front hall closet.
Yes.
Which that's, you know, you got to be in the mood and then you tackle it. I did my office the other night on Sunday night because everything was just in the cabinets and that was fun to do. You know what is the superstar for me for organizing containers? It sounds crazy, but they're Walmart and they're kind of a taupe color.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just a canvas bin.
Yep.
Don't you love those?
I love them.
And they come in a set of two. We might have to link them. And they're just so reasonably priced. I just ordered some more. I'm using them throughout the home.
I really like them. They look good within cabinets. Even if it's just a couple things, putting them in there softens it all.
And then we have these. We got them for your apartment. They're little labels that go on the, there's like a little handle on the bin. And I'm just going to label things. I haven't gotten into a labeling.
It's the next step.
Position yet. Position. But that will be coming soon.
Yes. I do love those. Organizing.
And they're even good for like, I'm going to use them in the front hall and I'm going to put some in the back hall, like for hats and gloves and mittens. Not that I have a lot of those, but
just even, like I said, just a few things. You could even put them in, like, if you have a drawer that's too many things jumbled around, throw a bin in there, see how you like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Claire and Connor are moving this week. And I did say to her, here are a list of things. I always think it's good to have the organizing containers at the ready if you're moving or reorganizing and you need a variety.
Yes.
And then, you know, you can always send back what you don't use.
I think that's a great tip because it's, you know, you're like, oh, it's almost done, but I need two more bins. So just to have those things ready to go. And like you said, they are moving this week, just one little thing after another. And they have been painting and getting new carpeting and just kind of, you know, fixing it, not fixing a few things, but updating.
Yes.
A refresh.
Back to me for a second. One thing that I absolutely love is we've never had an attached garage.
Oh, yeah. We've never had an attached garage. That's another huge plus.
It's life changing.
It is life changing.
I will say I feel like I have been sequestered at home and I love it.
I like how that's you're like, and I am obsessed.
I really have. I had my friend over, Kelly, yesterday to see the house and I had my house shoes on. And I go, I'm sorry I can't come out there because I have my house shoes on. And I just, it's cozy.
It's so cozy and it is so new and it's only been like a week. So yeah, definitely soaking. And even today, it's a very fall day, but it's kind of rainy. I mean, it's Tuesday. There's nothing else really going on. Like, why not stay in your beautiful home?
Right.
And you had your high school friends who were in town from Charlotte.
Yes. Katie and Jim, they came over and got to see it the other day. So that was fun.
Yeah. So I feel like, and obviously like family, there's still a bit of people to share it with, which is also why I haven't like, a lot of people have been asking questions. Are we getting a house tour and stuff in phases?
Right. I think so. And we also haven't like we haven't shown it to that many. We haven't had an opportunity yet to have people over because we're still getting acclimated.
Right. And so I think people in our real life, we want to show in person.
Right. Right.
Not that you guys aren't my real life. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right. And I love the landscaping. That was a whole other process.
Yes.
We have a lot of deer all of a sudden. It's lots like they deer. Sent out a memo and said there's some fresh greens over there.
Yes.
And they're all over the place.
We kind of live in an area where there have always been a lot of deer. And so that they just really run free around this neighborhood.
Yeah.
But it's just because they know it's such a beautiful yard.
No, I feel like they're running through and we're waving to each other.
I think so. They're like, everybody, this is our new meeting spot.
Right.
But overall, just I feel like the adjustment into moving in, I mean, I'm not living here. I've stayed over a few nights. But from what I can gather, it's been very seamless.
Well, and I think we had talked about this. We did it in stages.
Yes.
It didn't all happen in 1 or 2 days. It was probably spread over 3 weeks.
It was a long time.
It was kind of long.
It was a long time when you break it down. Like, it's not just like the mover showed up one day, picked everything up, and then it was like the box. Like, it was phases. So then by the time everything was in here, like, your old house was empty. You, like, literally couldn't live there.
Right.
And then it was time for Claire and Connor to start working on it.
And it was very, it was nice to do it in stages because I was able to get the kitchen organized one weekend. And I don't know, it was good. How about you? What's going on with apartment life?
Apartment life is great. I love my little space. It's so sweet. I like how I can just keep it so organized and clean for myself. I've been trying to cook some more dinners, you know, really kind of enter into that.
Right.
Little project for me, and that's been, you know, going okay. And yeah, I feel like I just had a really fun weekend. And
what would you say your bow was for the week?
Probably the launch today.
Yeah.
But I also just had like a lovely weekend overall. I just feel like every week has been a bow, you know? So that's good.
That's
sweet. No, it's been super great. And yeah, I've just been well.
Did you have a low?
Oh, yeah, I fell last week. Did you remember that? Oh, yes. You were looking at me. Yeah, guys, you want to hear this crazy story? So there have been, we live like kind of close to Lake Erie. So there have been a massive amount of these disgusting like midges.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really recall last year having this problem around this time.
And they usually last for 24 to 48 hours. And they go to the light and they're everywhere. They cover your door.
Oh, it's disgusting.
And they don't bite you. They don't do anything.
No, they're just annoying.
And then they are gone.
They're gone.
But someone, two different people, one of which was Dad, but another outside source outside of the home.
Right.
Told me that it indicates that the lake is very healthy. We have had like 3 weeks of these.
When are they gone?
I don't know. And I mean, that's great that the lake is healthy, but they're everywhere.
It's a weird time of year to me. Like, I don't know. So the other day, it was last week, there were still work people at the house. There was like some work being done, painting. And you and I was supposed to have a photo shoot in the morning, the second photo shoot for the collection. And then we had to move the time to like later in the afternoon. So it was supposed to be at 10:30, mm-hmm. but it was 1:30. So I'm like glam and I have like a bow sweater and white pants on. And we had like an hour before the photo shoot started. So we were like, let's go grab like a smoothie and a coffee for lunch and then we'll come back. So I was being dramatic and we like walked out. For some reason, we walked out the side door.
Because the painter was painting the door to the garage.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we had to go outside of the house and then walk into the garage.
Yes. So we walk outside of the side door and like we're engulfed with midges. It's just disgusting. And they're like all on the garage. It's just really annoying.
It's making me itch thinking about it.
I know. I hate it. So you start opening the garage door and I have like my head down and I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh my God, ew. And I'm like hitting on the midges.
Are you also protecting your hair?
And I'm protecting my hair because I had a photo shoot. Like there was a lot going into play. So I had my head down and then my hair was all on my face. And I...
So ridiculous.
I didn't realize that she was opening the garage. Like, it's so quiet, the new garage door. So you're opening it. And I'm like, oh my God, ew, ew. I walk, guys, like a weirdo. I walk right into the garage. It gets better. I walk right into the garage door.
It's ridiculous. Slammed into it.
And I fall to the ground.
It was so loud.
I fall to the ground. It's this massive bang. It actually sounded worse than it was.
It was terrible. It sounded like a gunshot. It was like a gunshot.
And you had your back to me and you turned around. And I'm sprawled on the floor. And you're like, oh my God, honey, what happened?
You're holding your head. Are you concussed?
I can't. I was like, and you're like, oh my God. How did he die? You're helping me and I'm like, oh my God, Mom, I just ran into the garage door. Like, what a freak that,
like,
I didn't
what
see.
Did you do?
So I kind of start like
crying
and tearing up because I was just so in shock. And you're like, oh my God, you're like giving me a hug. And then like 10 seconds go by and we hear this voice and it's the painter at the back door. And he was like, are you guys okay? Like, do you need me to get anything? And I'm like, This is so embarrassing. I cannot remember the last time I fell. I also feel like I come on this podcast all the time and I'm like, oh my gosh, I dropped this. Like, I'm not like an inherently clumsy person. Like,
no,
I'm not always like tripping over my feet or dropping things. But for some reason, like whenever I come on this show, it's always like my something.
Low. But you were down on the ground and you had these white pants on and then you got your pants dirty.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
On the back. So then for the photo shoot, because we didn't have another pair of white pants here, they were at your apartment. We had to keep making sure that you were turned my a different way because shown. Your butt was all dirty. It was.
And then I was crying a little bit and then I started like really laughing because it was funny. Like I was on the ground.
Ridiculous.
And then like the rest of the photo shoot, like, I genuinely didn't feel well because I had like this dull headache.
Yeah.
And then the next day, like my lower back and my leg hurt. Oh my God, it was the craziest thing.
Did you have a bump on your head?
No, I never had a bump. I don't think I hit it as hard as it sounded. So that was definitely a low. I also got sick.
Crazy.
I guess it was almost 2 weeks ago at this point. I had a really bad sinus infection and you could probably hear it. I actually think it's worse today. No, it's gone. I'm going back to the doctor on Thursday because they gave me medication for it and like it went away. But I've had this lingering cough and cold. So I'm going back on Thursday because this is like not normal.
No. And your cough, it's like you have a hairball or something.
No, it's awful.
It's like you're a cat.
It's terrible. Because it's all like dripping down the back of my throat and yeah. It's like deep in my chest. So I'm like, I need a profesh to figure this out.
Yes,
so,
you do. I'm glad you're going back.
Yeah. Those. Okay. I did have a fair amount of lows, I would say.
That this lingering sinus infection, that's a low.
It's a low.
The garage door
and then the garage gate. That was like such the dumbest thing that you're turning around. Oh my God, honey. And I'm on the floor. I'm on the floor in all white.
Holding your head. Sprawled out.
There you can probably hear my cough. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that was so funny though.
That was funny. I'm actually glad that we shared it with them. What about you? Any lows?
No, I don't really have any lows. Just last minute house things that are, you know, frustrating when you're trying to finish something.
Right. Yeah.
We have a shower door that it was supposed to be delivered 3 weeks ago. And it's so funny how you could do this whole big home.
Yeah.
And there's one shower door and Billy, the guy at the shower company, our builders can't get a hold of him. So that's, it's just a little frustrating. It's all good things, but right. It gets frustrating.
Yes.
So that's kind of a low. It's more just the punch list of following up on the last minute things.
Right. And kind of that waiting for, I mean, shower door is kind of important. You use that every day, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, that's okay. And Bo is really just the house. And also this weekend, we are going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And it's in Cleveland this year. And it's going to be a time.
I'm so excited. You guys had like 4 extra like tickets separately from your table. So I'm going with my boyfriend. Elizabeth's coming back home and she's going with one of her girlfriends. So I've never been. You guys have gone for years and it's always seemed to be quite the time.
It's really fun. And there are a lot of great people being inducted.
Really great people being inducted. I think Dua Lipa is going to be there. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the rest of the list. But
Cher.
Cher.
Yeah. I can't think of a single name right now. Jimmy Buffett, he's either getting an award. He might already be in the Hall of Fame.
Well,
he died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he's getting some sort of an award. So I feel like whoever is going to be performing for him is going to be good.
Yes. So I'm really excited about that. I think we're going to have, it's going to be a full big night on Saturday. So, you know, I got my spray tan and my blowout and all those other things because I know that you guys were at home probably worried about that.
Right.
Right. So a big weekend to look forward to as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely an upcoming Bow. But I think that's our show for today. And thank you all so much for listening. We're excited to be back on the podcast. And hopefully we will get this little, you know, part of the studio finished up so we can come at you guys on video and, you know, really have this full podcasting experience. And if you have not shopped or checked out our new collection, be sure to do that on our website, emilyonbows.com. Reach out if you've purchased something or if you just, you know, something resonated with you. I want to hear from you guys. I want to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
And thank you all so much for just the constant support of building Emily on Bows and the brand. We really appreciate it and could not do it without you.
So true.
So, so true. I hope you guys have a great week. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.